it's October 10th.
It's Bob.
It's Max.
We're off Def and M.
And we really don't have much to talk about.
Mm-hmm. There's the wife.
There's only like two things. So, they are reprinting the EMA boxes?
In a limited, super limited quantity from what they say. And they're leaving it up to the distributors on how to get it to the shops.
Okay.
So, for the most part, you're still going to be paying $10, $15 a pack no matter what you do.
Yeah, that's kind of unfortunate.
It's Wizards testing the water to be able to move the Master set to Christmas time.
Oh.
To become the new holiday product.
Oh, that wouldn't be... It wouldn't be too horrible, because that means that they reprint stuff.
Yeah, for somebody like me, I won't be able to afford it.
That's a fair point. You do have kids.
I have kids. I have house. I mean, Wizards right now in their fucking printing glory, printing thing, just isn't getting it that putting out select product that only goes to game stores doesn't help the price of things. You need to get it out to mass market. Put it in a big box store. You won't see LGS as charging $350 a box for it. Then you will see it at MSRP.
Yeah, like normal box sales.
Well, not normal boxes. You'll see it at MSRP, manufacturer suggested retail price, because people are going to go where they can get it the cheapest. Why do you think I didn't buy much from Lake Geneva when I bought? I would always go to Walmart because Walmart was cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my thoughts on the EMA getting reprinted. I think it's bullshit yet again. The original printing was bullshit.
I mean, I like it because then now we're going to get the availability to do more drafts in it, but at the same time...
I can't afford to draft it. Not yeah. When stores right now are sitting on it, charging $15 a pack.
What else is new in Magic News? You know anything else?
I mean, Commander 2016, I think, is out today. The only one I want is Yidris.
There was one that had all the wheel cards that I'm going to probably pick up. I forget which one it is, but...
Wheel cards?
Wheel cards. Like,
oh, the
Wheel of Fate.
I thought you already had all that stuff.
I'm missing, like, two of them.
So why not just buy the cards? It's cheaper.
Because then I can get some lands, too.
Don't get anything that you don't already have.
That and I think in that one... Well, actually, I kind of want to also pick up the artifact one, too. So then I can do, like, an artifact of all their deck.
There's no artifact one. They're four-color, Max.
I know. The artifact base one, where there's all the artifacts.
Oh, yeah.
So then I can play four Gear Hulks and four... No. I have, like, a reanimator build with Welders and Dreddy and reanimators.
It doesn't work that way, Max. You know that. Not gonna be anywhere as good as just straight up blue black reanimator or blue red reanimator or black red reanimator.
We're talking about foreign commander, but yeah. I don't know, that would be a fun four color combo style deck.
I don't know. The only one I want is Yidris, just for heads up to be fun with.
So what is your official thought on that, adding discard spells to Miracles and add more black?
You mean like Esper Miracles?
Yeah.
It's been tried and it's horrible. I would rather just load up on counter spells.
What makes it bad?
The fact that you already have counterbalance with red, because like Blood Moon can just win you games. There's nothing in black that can just win you the games. Red gives you a lot more sideboarding options with Wear Tear, Blood Moon, Pyroblast, is Ecstatic Caster over anything you can get out of black.
This is fair.
because I think it was BBD who played Esper Miracles like one or two tournaments and then just went to straight blue-white.
Yeah. I mean, what I wonder with the Esper Miracles is now with Gonti Lord Electory. I think you did you notice him in the build I sent you?
Yeah, he's horrible.
To be able to exile the top four cards of your opponent's deck and then be able to cast them at any point?
He's horrible. He's got to resolve first.
Okay, he does have to resolve, which will be a little bit tricky. But at the same time, you still have top on all the other... Yeah, still have countertop plus forces. So...
Gonti is just horrible in just about every constructed.
I don't know. I was thinking, like, with Legacy, there's a lot of good cards that you can get with him. Like, it's not like you're going to get a bad card. It may not be the best one at the time, but you're still going to get a bad one.
Yeah, but he is horrible. He's a 2-3 for 3.
2-3 for 4. Death Touch. 2-3
for 4.
He's got Death Touch, too.
Yeah, I'll play True Name and just smoke past him.
That's true.
Does he cast non-creature spells?
He casts any spell.
I think it's cute, but it's got to resolve.
This is a factor of being able to use Karagas to bounce him multiple times. There's also another idea in that, too.
I mean, it's like an EDH. Why not just use Deadeye Navigator to flicker him? It's cute if you can get it to actually work, but getting it to work in a competitive format? Not going to happen easy.
Yeah. I don't know. We might have to try it at least once. It's not like we don't have a gauntlet to test against.
I mean, are you talking about that list you sent me?
Yeah.
I'd rather just play Esper Mentor.
Really?
Yes.
Well, I removed Mentors because Cabal Therapy, not good when you have no creatures. Because I counted up all the creatures, I'm like, I don't want Cabal Therapy. I'll just put Inquisitions in there. And then I put Snapcasters at the two slot.
With Mentor, you get more creature production.
This is true, but it's a Mentor on 3, not Young Pyro 1.
You don't ever play Mentor on 3. You play Mentor on 4. Because then you untap, or you have mana to protect him.
Alright.
And then the next turn, you're able to go Cabal Therapy, Prowess Triggered, Monk, Flashback, Sacrificing, Prowess Trigger, Monk.
That's fair.
I mean, you're already playing black, so you might also throw 4 Death Rites in. Like, Esper
That's Mentor, what I was kind of looking at, too, was adding Death Rites, but at the same time...
You're already playing black, you might as well, just for ramp.
Yeah. It does ramp up into the 4-drop creatures and spells.
That was me.
Oh, cool. Nick will be more available.
Oh, good.
Next week. He's moving back with his mother.
Is he just getting tired of the halfway house, or is it...
It's not a halfway house. He's stuck in that place.
He's stuck in it?
Yeah. When you borderline suicide, they want you watched. If you never realized what he was at and why he was in there.
I mean, I thought he was put in there because his mom just didn't want to deal with him.
No.
So that's why he hasn't been coming out with you?
He's been stuck at the place. He needs to be back at 12 o'clock. And it's like, we would have to leave Lindenhurst by 10 o'clock to get him back by 12. It's just like...
Good point.
There's no point. I was about to invite him today, but I didn't really text you to say, hey, I'm inviting Nick, or text Nick.
I didn't even text Aaron this week to find out if he wanted to come.
Well, it's because with Nick, I added in the punishing support for his deck. So I did a little bit of tweaking to see if he can do, see if on how well punishing works with all the other stuff.
With
Bug. Bug in the Ice?
You just added...
Punishing Fires. And Grove of Burnwells. And a little bit more of a mana-based support to allow the red from punishing.
I just don't like that.
Because it's just another engine. If you've actually listened recently to Leave and Legacy, I forgot which one of them built it, but one of them built up Rogue in the Ice.
No, it was Blue-Red Thing in the Ice.
Yeah.
He didn't hit. The only reason he had Grove in there was just to be able to recycle.
Okay, fair point.
Punishing Fire. I listened to that.
Yeah.
And that's what I was going to say, is you should just build that if you want Kart to play Thing in the Ice in Legacy.
Well, Bug in the Ice works too. It's actually not horrible.
I mean, the only horrors you have are Thing in the Ice and Phyrexian Revoker.
Yeah, but then if you go to the blue-red list, it's got the same idea. It's only got Revoker and Thing in the Ice. Well, then you get Battle and Reveler, but beyond that...
I just don't like Thing in the Ice because it's at least a 5, if not 6 mana investment to flip it.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, it's not... The deck isn't really built around flipping Thing in the Ice. It has Thing in the Ice in it. Ultimately, it's a bug deck that fights. It's not as strong as Shardless Bug, but...
I mean, after watching SCG last week, I still think Shardless Bug is tier 1.
Oh yeah, no, Shardless Bug is definitely really strong. It just gets so much advantage.
Oh yeah, it just gets tons of card advantage. Yeah. The issue is that when it runs into something like Rest in Peace or... I forgot what it was. I mean, did you even watch SCG at Iowa last week?
What was going on?
It was SCG Baltimore, which was Legacy all weekend.
Nope, did not watch any of it.
I told you about it.
Actually, we watched a little bit, but...
Yeah, we watched a little bit on Saturday night.
Yeah.
There was no Death and Taxes in the top 32.
Oh, that's just great! I'm surprised, actually.
Everybody was packing tons of hate for it.
Oh yeah, I bet. Especially when the pass ever since Sanctum Prelate came out, and then the... Was it Conspiracy? Ever since Conspiracy came out.
Yeah, Conspiracy 2.
Conspiracy 2, like, Death and Taxes has had, like, a strong showing. So, yes, people are gonna pack hate for that thing. Shit, back when Columbus, I was like, oh, I need to switch to having Sulfur Elementals in my sideboard.
And you still have those in mind?
Yeah, I do. Even though every single time I first Death and Taxes and had the sideboard, I never see a Sulfur Elemental.
I mean, that's what happens when you don't play cantrips and only play a 2 of.
Yep. This is true. I mean, top is considerable cantrip, beyond that.
It's filtering.
Yeah. But then, too, having the Legacy Gauntlet built up, having Nick be able to play his decks against all his other ones, would have been kind of nice.
But eventually.
It's, like, it's not like we don't have time.
I mean, it's just distance and time constraint.
Did you hear about the 1TL picking up the Legacy support on big tournaments?
You mean Nerd Rage?
I don't think it was just Nerd Rage, too.
Well, Nerd Rage is enlarging their Chicago Land tournament system. I saw that they're not just doing Legacy, they're just their Players' Championship, they're just enlarging. They haven't announced any tournament dates, right? Mm-hmm. They're just saying they're changing the levels of it.
I remember some, like, fairy style, one, something fairy was taking up the classics on Legacy. Was going to start hosting them. I forgot the actual last name, but it's something fairy. The Monday Night Magic said something about it, but I think 2 weeks ago they said something about it, so...
No clue what you're talking about.
Or next thing I was leaving Legacy. Either way.
Well, there's the Community Legacy League on Wednesdays.
Yeah.
But that's on MTGO.
That is MTGO, yeah. No, I'm talking about actual, like, someone's picking up the SCG SCG left behind.
I mean, SCG still is doing minor Legacy because, well, they're that greedy. They're not just going to pull it out. They're going to keep... What they're trying to do is get people to sell out so they can go back through and say, well, we're going to rehost Legacy. All the card prices are doubled.
Yeah. I mean, that could be one thing. And or they're seeing how much support they actually have.
They already know they're the biggest TO in the United States, Max. They are just manipulating the market right now.
Yeah, that's fair.
Back in 2009, 2010, when Star City first started to get big, people were paying attention to the market, they saw massive amounts of manipulation. And the only people who were ahead of it was Star City. I mean, I don't know if you saw what I tweeted back and forth with Pat about.
Not really.
I had tweeted it about, I hope SCG Baltimore is filled, but nobody goes to the SCG booth. Pat Ugolo tweeted back to me, he's like, hey, you shouldn't talk like that, because Star City's going to support what makes them money. You want people to make the money. And I replied, they've already made their choice.
Yeah.
They're not going to, even if this was a 200,000 person tournament, they're not going to support Legacy again.
Yeah.
They're not going to do it. They're manipulating the market.
Which is kind of the unfortunate thing on how they're able to, and how they're able to semi-monopolize on it.
Yep.
Yeah, it is kind of weird when you're driving to your place and I see the sun over to my right and the moon over to my left.
Mm-hmm.
It's always kind of weird.
Yeah. Monday I was pretty good, but like since Tuesday I have just been dragging at work.
It's been boring at work, just the same.
I mean, I've had a very active week, but I just don't feel 100% no matter what I do.
Well, we're the week after the month just ended, so my place is horrible. No one's doing anything.
I just wish our work would decide what they're going to do about Christmas and the holidays. They can't make up their mind if they're going to give us Friday off or the Monday off.
I forgot when my place is figured out. They have that set up the year prior.
Yeah. I mean, you can go to your HR and ask. The problem is I've gone to my HR and asked, and they still haven't decided.
I mean, I'm, like, not too worried about it, kind of, basically.
Well, I want the Monday off. I don't want Friday off. Because if we have Friday off, I'm going to be sitting around doing absolutely nothing. If we have the Monday off, at least Sunday night we can go out and stay out.
Yeah.
Where if I have to get into work Monday, well, 6, 7 o'clock Sunday night, oh, time to leave.
Mm-hmm. I still don't know. Again, I don't really care too much. I think they might even give us both days.
I mean, I'm also hoping that if we do get the Friday, we're only going to work half day, is my hope.
Next week is Big Payout Legacy. That's another thing.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I'm going to go. I want to, but...
Again, I don't think you have the chances.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to have the numbers to launch. I might go down, if I have the gas money, to go down to Mount Prospect and play Battletech all day. Because they're supposed to be doing their year-end stuff, and it's been almost 5 years since I've gone down.
Oh, he busted.
Yep, somebody got busted. Today, this afternoon was dragging like hell for me.
Huh.
I got these new steps in. They get tees out of 1/4 inch and 3/8 inch. Chrome moly tubing. So it takes like 30 seconds to do one. So it makes for a real long work time.
No, my work was another one where we didn't have overtime, so none of the techs were in today. So like test department only had like 4 people in it. So it's just like, no one's here. Why are we even working?
So
So what are your thoughts on Infect since you've been saying you've been wanting to build that?
I mean, I...
One of the best decks. Well, since now you're finally actually playing it with the...
Gone.
Yeah.
I mean, I've always knew it was a good deck. It's just learning the deep routes of it. Because on the surface, it's... Yeah, it's that quick creature kill deck. But... Last week on SCG Baltimore Street, somebody swung for 22 with a Noble Hierarch to kill a guy.
Oh, wow.
It was...
Yeah, I think Infect is the, like, the best left field swings.
Yeah. Out of nowhere, I'd kill you either with Infect or with just damage.
Yeah.
So what was it? I want to say it was a double Noble Hierarch, one attacked, there was... Invigorate? It was double Invigorate, double Exalted, making it triple Exalted off of its own, and then the Berserk.
Mm. Yeah.
And the guy was at, like, 18.
Yeah.
So.
Again, when Infect gets there, it's gonna get there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Playing Dark Maverick was kind of weird playing against that, because, like, it you need certain cards to beat Infect. And
oh, well, that's already a bad matchup, because Maverick, you do have swords and Abrupt Decay, but Abrupt Decay can't hit Inkmoth Nexus.
Yeah, but the Wasteland can.
Yeah.
So, like, I mean, in those matchups, I need... You would need Thalia, Wasteland, and Swords, and Abrupt Decay, and all these other cards, like... Yeah. And then again, it depends on which route you're going. Are you going to go the Inkmoth route, or are you going to go a different route?
Well, if I go turn one Glistener Elf, then you need the Swords right there, or you need the Thalia if you're on the play.
Yeah.
Because I figured out that... But, like, a turn 2 Thalia against Infect, it's just so hard to beat.
Well, yeah, because when you start taxing those spells that are supposed to be free, it gets kind of...
Yeah, well, that's the whole point of Thalia. As I say... After that judge told the guy he got free casting off of Cascade.
Meh.
Not how that works. Because otherwise Omniscience wouldn't be affected by Thalia.
Mm. Going back into Cascade and Thalia. Finally figure out the official ruling on it and all that stuff.
Okay.
Back when I was listening to Legacies of Lore, they were talking about Aether Vial, and someone mentioned that if you Aether Vial in a Thalia while a Cascade triggers on the stack, they can't pay for the spell.
Hmm?
So then this made me assume that you can't activate lands while a Cascade triggers on the stack?
No, that's not right. You still
And then I started thinking about it, I'm like, oh, that's right. Never mind, you can... Because you get a response to each spell you have.
And this comes up because you said that if you didn't have a mana floating...
Yeah, if you didn't have the mana floating prior...
To the Cascade trigger resolving, you wouldn't be able to cast the spell through a Thalia.
Yeah, which is false.
No.
You actually get to respawn when you finish off your Cascade.
Well, tapping a land is a state-based effect. So at any time, you can tap a land for mana.
Hmm.
You didn't know that?
No, actually, that's changes rulings.
What
the other step before morph was.
That's the only thing is if you have a fetch land, you still have to fetch before the Cascade results. Because that's an activated ability. That's not a mana ability. Just like with Deathrite. Deathrite's an activated, it's not a mana.
Okay. But yeah, what I forgot to notice was when they were talking about the Thalia being violin, was that the guy had no lands open, so. My bad. Almost, misread it.
It's almost like what happened with me, except for it wasn't the violin. She was just out there.
Yeah.
I'm sure playing that Thalia, that game made me want to build Death in Texas.
Well, I mean, that's the worst part is right now Death in Texas is a really strong deck.
Oh, yeah. It's really easy to hate it out.
Well,
if you're playing Death in Texas and you don't expect people to bring in stuff like Knight of Souls Betrayal, Dread of Night,
yeah,
you are just going to lose. Because one of those, they can 4-for-1, you know, roll. See, and then, like, the last Legacy that fired off at Extreme, I was so pissed because the only sideboard card that I saw out of 6 was one Supreme Verdict. And the game that I cast it, I had to cast it twice with a Snapcaster to win.
Yeah.
If I had seen a Zealous Persecution, if I had seen a Dread of Night when I brought them in, game 3 would have been over much quicker. But the only game that I saw sideboard cards was the game that I won.
Hey, officer, you have a light out.
Parked back there.
Yeah, there's a car parked for me back in there, and he also had a light out.
You got a taste for dinner at all, or no?
No, not really. I mean, I'm hungry. That's about all I have to say. Yes, sir.
Up here, or do you want to go down there? Just in the cast down there?
Oh, just in the cast down there, actually. That works.
The only reason I don't like going down there is getting across Grand Avenue.
Well, then we can eat here, right? Okay. I really should care.
I mean, you're doing the editing.
As you've seen, I've just edited it and not really cared when we stopped.
Hey, Max, I actually stopped for this guy.
Hey! It's not the same person that we know of, at least. Did you release episode 16, week 16 yet? Did you submit it at least?
Oh, yeah. I had 15 submitted on Tuesday, but it didn't get approved till yesterday.
Yeah, they must be busy.
Not a mush. I mean, 16's up there. I haven't updated my podcast. I didn't update my podcast this morning to see if it came out.
No, it didn't. I checked email at lunch and it wasn't there.
Sweet Chewy.
Yeah. I think he didn't catch on the fact that we were a couple weeks behind, so he assumes that we're not.
Well, I mean, it's not just Chewy doing the approval, but
Yeah. Get
his attention.
It is what it is.
Yeah, it happens, as I say. It's up there.
It's not like we're, like, really hinging on this stuff happening.
Yeah. As they say, if they say no podcasts, not a big deal. I should try to park here, but I do.
I don't know. We're grabbing food. We'll be back. Whatever, see y'all. Will it have that ringtone?
I showed it to Caitlin Mathers.
From?
LG.
Oh, okay.
She's like, oh, you gotta send that to me.
Oh, that one. Okay.
Ooh, I guess Katie and Steven will be there.
Oh, cool.
Maybe we could fire an 8-man legacy pod.
It's not an official pod. A gauntlet of playtest cards.
Okay, either way, it's still less games I have to play on the losing side just to grind out games. It does get boring when you're on the losing side.
I don't ever look at it losing as just losing. I look at it as learning a way to try and win better.
This is true. This, I mean...
Like, why do you think last week I was just staying... All right, let's keep going. Let's keep going.
Yeah, even though how pissed off you were.
I was getting pissed because, I mean, literally on paper, Loam should be able to blow death and taxes away. Couldn't see anything that I needed, no matter what. And I also figured out that Loam actually is a very bad matchup against death and taxes for the simple fact Prelude on 2 stops all my removal.
Yep. Yeah, this is true. All your removal and then your engine with
Loam.
Loam, yeah.
I did not realize how bad a matchup that was for Loam.
Well, it's also only a 1-0 Sanctuary Prelate, but at the same time, you can't remove it once it lands.
Unless I can combat trick it.
Which there isn't many ways you can do that.
No.
Because I don't think anyone's going to be dumb enough to swing with their Prelate that's stopping you dead.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I was going to leave it open to anyone that wanted to play any decks. Like, if Katie wanted to play Merfolk and if Steven wanted to play Charbelcher.
Yeah, I don't think Steven's going to want to actually play the Charbelcher.
He's going to probably want to. if he values his inability to not do the smart decision.
The problem is, let's see, there's Shardless Force, Miracle has Force.
There's four decks with Force. There's four decks with Force. We already went over this Friday.
Yeah, but which one am I missing? Miracles, Shardless, Infect.
Double Delver.
Oh, and Delvers. That's right. That's right. I kind of want to play Rug Delver against him and just watch him try and storm off with Empty the Warrens and be like, stifle the trigger.
That's funny.
I so want to do that to him.
That would be funny. So, no, like, ultimately, I bet he would probably play Charbelcher, just because he'll get playtime with it. Yeah. He'll actually get some playtime, even though everyone else just says, go sit in your corner.
Yep.
Go sit in your corner and shadowbox yourself until you die.
Go play Solitaire.
I don't know, I kind of want to play Miracles for some reason.
Remember, it has to be the first card you draw, not the third card off of Brainstorm.
I think I missed that twice when the first time I played Miracles.
You did it three times that
night. I did?
Oh, yeah.
But still, again, it wasn't every game that I missed it. I caught up on some point. I don't know. I may even put the black switch in there to see if that actually is good or not.
It's horrible.
Yeah. But you know how I do things. I just kind of do them, figure out if they're horrible.
In a Miracles build, black versus red, I'd rather start off turn one Sensei's top instead of turn one Botsy's.
Oh, well, that's what I was going to do is turn one top, turn two Botsy's. Because then you can have top open to... I mean, if you don't have the turn two counterbalance, then you have top open to whatever the frick it is to sculpt what you're getting, knowing what's in their hand by now.
I just don't like the black, the red.
Well, it's not with the red, it's just black instead of red.
Well, that's why I said black over the red.
Yeah.
But I would rather have a one or a two of in the cheater Miracles of the red bless.
Mm-hmm. I may even just play Jill to start the build and just do it that way. Play the Gauntlet version we have.
You're probably going to end up playing Tez.
I mean, it depends if someone picks up Shardless. If someone picks up Shardless, then I'm probably not going to play Tez because Shardless is like the best matchup ever. Because whereas with Tez, I'm pinching to have any value. Shardless always has value.
I those cards last week, and they're just sitting in my binder right now. Well, they had a foil Sunholm Fortress.
Okay.
The land that gives double strike.
Okay.
They have one of those foil for like $5, light play.
Yeah, I'll throw it in instead of the non-foil.
We've definitely hit the cold season.
Yeah, it's 42 out right now.
Eh. Must have a wind then, because it's feeling colder than normal.
Well, it doesn't help that my car leaks air, as bad as it does. Because people push off the windows to close doors instead of the door itself.
If I ever use the window, have you seen me using the window to
close? Yeah, a couple of times you pushed off the window and I yelled at you for it.
I think I try to get as close down to the door as I can. If I am, just grab the window.
I used the window for like the first year that I had the car too.
Yeah, it's, I mean, like,
I didn't know any better.
Again, it's with my car too. Like, I can just use the window. It's like I start getting this habit of using the window to close the door.
Yeah, well, Subaru's the only one that doesn't put a full A pillar all the way around their windows for some reason. Sunglasses on as we turn into this direction. Not having to look away from headlights.
Yeah, it's actually just true. It is 5:30 and it is dark.
Yeah, it's pitch black, midnight out.
Welcome to the daylight savings time.
Thank God it's dark at 5 o'clock. You said no one ever.
I do kind of hate that. In a way, I both hate it and like it. Since I have to get up so early in the morning, it's kind of nice to be going to bed with sunlight in my eye.
For you, I can understand. But, like, when I was working over in Kenosha, 8:30 start time. Okay, so it's nice and sunny the whole time.
Oh, you have to come home at, like, 4?
We got off of work at 5.
Oh, I know why that's bad.
Yeah, I get out of work and it's already pitch black.
Waldo's gonna think on the fact that if it wasn't pitch black, then that means you're driving into the sun.
No. Even during the summer, I didn't have that issue.
Really?
No.
I thought that Kenosha had the sun on its...
Yeah, I mean, I'm still driving into the sun, but it wasn't low enough in the summer. It was only a couple of days in the spring and fall.
Okay. That's one of the other things with the route I take. I don't have to worry about the sun for work. Beyond the fact that I don't even have to worry about it for really good.
But it was like, yeah, I'm off at 5 o'clock, I'm home at 6 or so, and my daughter's asleep at 6:30. It sucked. I was so upset with that system. Find out how my car was doing because I dropped it off Sunday night.
Yeah.
Brian's like, yeah, it's going to be $300 to fix your exhaust. I'm like, whoa, no, it's not. I can't do that. He's like, well, if we cut out the section, put a new section in, it'll be like $218. I'm like, I can't even do that, Brian. I'll just come pick it up. I'll take it to my grandfather's shop and I'll fake it. So I call back at the end of my lunch. He said to call back. He's like, all right, $50. We'll just cut the resonator out, put a piece of pipe in. Done.
Yeah.
Thank God for not having exhausts in Walworth County.
Yeah, that is really nice. Also, I would have never owned that Lancer OZ. I don't know, my G6 has an exhaust leak now, so I have to find out where the hell it is.
Wait till it gets a little bit cold in the morning, and then start your car and use a flashlight to look underneath. You'll see the exhaust coming out of the hole.
That's fair.
It could just be that, like, one of your flanges might be loose, so you might just be able to tighten it up.
Yeah,
could
I mean...
Could be the gasket between the flanges is bad.
That's what I'm assuming. Like, I didn't think it's going to be too horrible. It is a considerably newer car.
Or, worst case scenario, I mean, Max, I put this exhaust on last April.
Yeah.
new metals suck. But, worst case scenario, like, the reason that mine rusted out is because I only drive my car 5-10 minutes one way.
I mean,
so it doesn't actually heat up and get the water out of there?
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, it's like one of those things where it's like, yes, there's a leak, but is it effectively damaging the car? No. I mean, it's just there, like, I can hear the difference. It's just, it's not like I'm having sensors tripped or anything. It's just there.
So probably what it is like, your muffler, it's rusting, rotting out before that.
Yeah.
So you'll probably need a new muffler. Trust me, go for the more expensive, like, $75, $80 one. Do not do the $25 one.
Yeah. Again, it's not like I'm really caring.
I made that mistake when I was younger. I had to put new exhaust on my 92 Blazer.
It already needs new brakes at the moment, so.
So I paid $25 for the cheapest muffler they had, a bumper to bumper. Next week, I was going up to Madison with a group of friends, and we're coming home from Madison, just get to Janesville, and all we hear is bang! Bum, 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 as we're going down 90. So we stop. Oh, look underneath. Sure enough, just right at the back seam, it just blew straight down. Yep, gotta fix that tomorrow.
Oh, trust me, we had a jerry rig with my OZ right before I sold it. It was like three things of angled tubing.
Oh, God.
And like two inch straights. It was Frankenstein.
I don't know if I can make this.
Yeah.
Illinois traffic.
Like, I literally, the day before I sold it to buy my Saab, I just fixed it again for the third time after we switched it.
Jeez.
Because, of course, I had my father doing it instead of me. So he has this all in this one way of which he doesn't know might work or might not work. Guess what? It didn't work, so I had to go under there and redo it all.
Jerry rig it again.
But then they actually had ramps at the time. Like, when I tried it at my father's place, I just drove it over a hole in the ground. So I actually had a ramp to put it on.
I never had any of that. My uncle's shop, or my grandfather's shop, did have ramps, but he never let me use them.
I'm more talking the ones you just buy at, like, Walmart ramps.
Oh, yeah, no, my... Oh, okay. I mean, our ramps were from, like the 40s.
Mm-hmm.
My grandfather never wanted me to use them unofficially, only on the work trucks. Because if they collapsed with my car, his business was responsible for it.
Hmm. So, no, we'll probably have more magic news when we get done with the night.
More magic talk afterwards, because there wasn't much to actually talk about before.
Yeah, but now that we'll actually have some games going on right now, we'll have to go. So, stay tuned. Probably will. Won't be like last week where we just kind of BS with Aaron. Well, week 16, but hasn't been officially revealed, released yet. Hello! We're back.
11:45, and we're on our way home.
How are your games with Martin?
I was up 7-5 after all the jumping around.
Yeah. No, me and Danny, we just kind of going through deck after deck after deck after deck.
Well, Martin and I did 4 games of Grixis Delver versus Loam, and he didn't beat me. Just... he had no chance.
And man, freaking Death and Taxes is a powerhouse. Holy crap.
It's a tier 1 deck the whole way through.
It's probably one of the cheaper ones to build, too. Right?
I mean...
you don't have to buy duels. Like,
you don't have duels, but you have 3 Caracas.
Well, that's like $50 a pop, right?
No, it's not, Max.
Really?
No, Caracas is still like $100.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought... no, EMA Caracas are $55.
No way.
Yes, way. I'm looking this up right now.
No way they dropped that low.
Oh, I bet you they did. but because I just happen to have it on the deck builder. So I just happen to be building deck with Crocus. Ime Crocus is $60.
Okay.
Unless you want the foil one. If you buy the foil one, then yes, you're going to pay $100.
Still, it's not cheap.
I mean, you guys, vials are 20 a piece, right?
Look on vials, you'll be surprised.
Really? They're really up there?
Last I knew, they were like 35, 40.
Okay. Oh, yeah, they're well played.
Let's see. Rashidium ports are 100 to 125.
All right. You're still not paying $400 for four lands.
Flicker Wisps are like $15 a piece.
I'm just... You're not paying $1,200 for four lands. Like... Maybe the deck at most is $1,200.
I mean, you should be able to look it up at Deck Builder. It's your total cost.
I would have to build up the deck and all that stuff. No. Like, it would be work. But, yeah, unfortunately, on MTGO, you don't see Death of Texas as much because ports are...
ports are like 120, 150.
Yeah.
It's nuts.
I got to figure out how fast actually Mud is. I always thought it was just a grindy deck.
Nope. It can combo kill really quick.
Yeah.
And I mean real quick.
Really, 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 really quick. What was it? Turn 3 he got me?
Yeah, with the...
And that was funny because Danny didn't even know about the Metal Worker plus Staff combo.
Metal Worker and Staff?
Staff of Domination.
Oh, yeah. The Infinite Mana.
Infinite Mana, Infinite Draws.
Yeah. As long as you can produce 6 mana, is it?
As long as you can... No, you can slowly get to infinite mana on 4. No. You get exactly the amount.
Yeah, you have to be able to make 5 mana with mana with metal. Yeah. At least 5 mana with metal ore.
Yeah.
So 6. You need 3 artifacts in hand.
Yeah.
I've known about that for a while. I watched Kevin Tulin when he was streaming for South Florida on turn 3 play a Ugin in -5.
Yeah. I mean, Danny went back and forth on what can kill Ugin in Legacy, and that's barely anything.
I mean, Maelstrom Pulse.
I mean, yeah, there's a list of a couple cards, but not as many as are usually played.
Yeah.
Those are usually the niche cards. But after all that, our gauntlet is very strong against Tez.
You mean Tez has very bad matchups?
Very bad matchups, yeah. Infect's way too quick for Tez.
Well, yeah.
Shardless is...
Outgrinds him.
Outgrinds. Death and Taxes is a powerhouse in all...
Well, Death and Taxes is just good against any permanent-based deck. That's what Tez is.
So. Like, I'm almost, like, thinking about not building Tez just because of the fact that it's just hated out by so many key decks that are already played in every tournament.
Well, what else would you like to build?
I really don't know yet.
Since you've already invested in Tez.
Yeah. I don't know. Besides Grixis Painter, that's about it.
Which is just much more unreliable.
Yeah. Yeah, that's just a group of cards all put together in one spot.
But, let's see. Then we went to Infect versus Miracles. Mm-hmm. Legends Miracles. He was playing Miracles first, and I 3-0'd him.
Mm-hmm.
Then we went to me on Legends and him on Infect, and he 2-3'd me.
Ooh, okay.
I was able to beat him 1 or 2 games with the OS.
I mean, you also have experience with Miracles. The downside is you're learning Jellicent's build, which is kind of what he masters
now. Well, I just don't like not having 4 swords, 4 force wheels.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of the triple click, double fencer. Because I was always struggling to be able to play 4 mana spells. But no, I mean, it was fun when it worked.
Yeah.
And we went to Miracles versus Grixis Delver, and I just smashed him. And then we went to Rug Delver versus Grixis Delver, and had three very good close games that I came out. I think I came out 2-1.
Well, yeah, any Delver deck's going to really grind it out.
Well, the problem is he just outgrinds me because I can't kill Anglers.
Oh, yeah, that's fair point.
Where he can easily kill my Goyfs. And it doesn't help that there's two freaking spell pierces and no spell, or spell snares and no spell pierces in the deck.
Yeah, again, it's someone else's build that's been playing the deck forever, so it's his own tune. This is like, if anyone wanted to grab my painter, it would just like, they'd be like, oh, wait, huh? What?
Hell no. Most people know painter as red, white, strawberry shortcake.
Strawberry shortcake? This is the first time I've heard you guys say that. I want to explain that.
No, that's the name of red, white painter, strawberry shortcake. Because strawberry shortcake is red, white.
Okay. Well, if anyone looks at my deck, they go, why does he have 8 red blasts and no swords?
I mean, yeah, because as you say, you're not playing the prison aspect, you're playing the combo. Which is wrong. Because you're not even playing Jaya Ballard.
But I did finally realize my Vexen Treasure's in the deck.
It gets past chalices.
Yeah, it gets past chalices of the void. Hello, everyone. I've been playing painter for a year, and I just realized why Vexen Treasure is supposed to be in the deck.
I cannot believe I never figured that out.
I told you just pulled to a chalice.
Yeah. I just wish at some point you would have went, if you had Vexen Treasure, you wouldn't.
I tried to tell you.
Yeah.
If you wouldn't listen.
And it was like a very, like, it was a niche time of which I didn't think I was going to run against up against chalices.
No, what it was is you just played it out and then I would be like, Swords of Plowshares.
Yeah, that's fair.
Instead of holding it to force your spells through, you just played it right into the field. It's like, ah, suck it.
But, yeah, it was just a lot of grinding games. It's been a while since we started rushing through games. Like, it was turn 5 before 5 minutes in. So we just each knew exactly which line we each wanted to take.
It gets that way.
Like, if we missed them, we're like, oh, I missed this. I could get it now. Like,
well, that's what happened with me. I put the wrong spells back, and I did it the wrong way. So what I was hoping to do at one point, Martin went brainstorm. I brainstormed in response, and I accidentally put Stifle back.
Mm-hmm.
When I had a Wasteland and a Fetchland out. So what I was going to do is be like, waste your land, and then when he goes to fetch, Stifle, forcing himself to be brainlocked. Or if he went to fetch in response to Stifle or stop my...
Yeah.
Wasteland, I would have been able to stifle his fetch to still brainstorm lock him. But I put the stuff back the wrong way.
Yeah, yeah. No, and then I misplayed a brainstorm into a port. Because I was going to brainstorm in response to the port activation.
Okay.
So I'm like, well, I might as well use it now. So I went to use it, and then Danny went, we'll port down your fetch land. I'm like, that's why I shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, oh my god.
I'm like, that's why I shouldn't have done it. I knew I shouldn't have done it. I'm like, well, it's better now than ever. At least it's untapped. I'll get brainstorm locked. I also did not realize that every single one of our decks... In that cube, in that gauntlet, plays Wasteland.
Legends of Miracles doesn't.
Yeah, I just realized there is one, and that's Legends. But every other one does.
Infect only plays one.
It's still playing Wasteland.
Blue-Red Delver shouldn't be.
Really?
No, because it messes with Price of Progress.
I think it does.
It's a non-bow.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Maverick, Miracles, Mud, Shardless,
Death Taxes.
Death and Taxes. Yeah. Yeah, they all have Wasteland.
Yeah, I just realized that. And every single one of them being the most greedy mana bases out of every single deck I've seen.
Yeah, that's why the blue-red Delver, I think, is a really good deck there, because it's like, I will punish that. I wanted to play that against Martin, but we ran out of time. And I just wanted him to walk into a Price of Progress.
Yeah, I want to go back through and I'd probably fix up some of the mana bases. Get some basics in there and get not so greedy. It's just like, alright, Max, you get to play Painter. I'm like, alright, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll play Painter in this gauntlet, yeah. What was that? I put really greedy mana bases in that gauntlet?
What?
Oh, I didn't even know. You told me to play Painter.
I mean, but that's like the Legacy metagame is very greedy mana bases, except for, like, Death and Taxes.
Yeah. It was definitely fun grinding out so many games.
Mm-hmm.
But it was kind of unfortunate that Tez did not win many of them.
Well, Tez, you're playing a control deck.
I don't know. I think we got to figure out what we need to do for Shardless in the deck that makes it work. Because now it's playable against Deathblade very well, but now it's losing a Shardless.
What is?
Tez. It just kind of scoops the Shardless a lot.
Well, yeah, because it has ways out. It has enough just general removal that, yeah, it's going to be a bad matchup.
I'm just gonna wonder, like, what cards can I put in that really hurt Shardless? Because I know on the side I can bring in the Trinospheres, but at the same time, it's just like...
Trinospheres is just a waste against Shardless.
Not really.
I mean, they're not going to just throw a Shardless Agent into the Trinisphere. It's just slowing you down where they're going to be able to get card advantage.
That's fair.
Because once again, Trinisphere dies to an Abrupt Decay.
Yeah, but it is also not a Thopter Foundry that dies to it. I don't know, what else do I have on a side that can affect against Shardless?
I don't know your sideboard. What's in your board of Tez?
It's one in Staring Bridge, two Transfer, Leyline Helm.
Well, the Rib. Because it turns out they're big beaters and goyfs.
Yeah, you bring in the... I don't know, I could steal their creatures. It's goyfs too, it works too. It's not like I haven't done it before with Painter.
What else?
Off the top of my head, I think it was like, that's really...
What else is in there? I know Wear Tears.
Wear Tears is not in my side.
Oh, sorry, I'm thinking Painter.
Yeah.
But you just said Rip.
I said Helm Leyline.
You said Rip Helm.
No, I said Helm Leyline.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, Leyline, back up the recording.
Yeah, Leyline is, I guess, okay.
I mean, it's somewhat okay. It's not the best. I still have my field. Still have my grave that he's going to be able to effectively affect. That makes sense?
No. You don't know what you're talking about.
I mean, I have Frigs for Invokers, too.
Yeah, but they're not really permanent-based.
Yeah, beyond the random Lily or Jace.
Lily, Jace, Deathrite, maybe, but they have enough removal in Abrupt Decays, Maelstrom Pulses, and Golgari Charms after board.
Ugh. I mean, let alone the ability to play Nelrod?
It's very strong. It's almost where I want to switch up to like a pure Grixis list and just run main deck deck Phaedons.
Yeah, but you tried that and you didn't like it.
Especially. Oh, I never actually tried a main deck deck Phaedon.
Well, the thing is, Max, deck Phaedon isn't going to help you in that matchup already. You're not stealing any good artifacts. You're not able. He doesn't stop Goyfs.
That's fair. I mean, I could switch to my double bridge that I did with Painter. Just play double bridge main.
Yeah, I get that when you said you switched to double bridge. And you can try it, see if it shores the matchup anymore. I don't think it will.
Crucible Wastelock is good against Charmless.
Oh, yeah.
But I have to have that rock.
And hope they don't erupt decay.
Oh, well, they're going to erupt decay, and I just need to get the lock before. Erupt decay and get cast.
I did that to Martin when he was on Grixis Delver.
Uh huh.
I got him in Home Wasteland Lock.
Oh, okay.
With one underground C left. So he's like, fetch it, Gourmag Angler. He's like, this doesn't die to Punishing Fire. I'm like, no, but it dies to Lily. He's like, all right, scoop.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's also, too, going back into playing when I was playing Shardless, I always loved being able to have both Lily and Jace in the field.
Oh, yeah. That's why I like Deathblade. When those two together, I've never lost when I've had both out.
Oh, it was crazy.
Instant win combo.
Oh, it was crazy. I was sitting there and I would move down Jace as I tick up Lily, and then tick down Lily as I move up Jace.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, man, I'm gonna keep on doing this for a while.
They're the dream duo.
It's like why originally when I built Tez, I had them both in the main. It's just to get double blocks for Lilies is kind of impossible with Tez, and not really needed.
Well, unless you change your deck around.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't even think it would even help me with the Charless matchup. To have Lilies, too. I think, if anything, that just pumps up.
No, I don't see how Lily helps you against that.
No, it just really doesn't.
Still never gonna get over that time that I ulted Lily against you and divided your Batter Skull and the Germ Token.
Yeah.
And you just gave me a puzzled look saying, I'm like, yeah, it's two permanents.
Well, I gave you that look, and I'm like, you can do that. Yes, you can do that.
I'll never forget when I did it to Chris Seibel. He's like, you can't do that. I'm like, yeah, it's two separate permanents.
Yeah. That's one thing I definitely got to start sending you is Lily Piles. Because you're really good at doing those.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to send them to you prior because apparently you want to see the cards before you decide them, but. So you really can't do it off the top of your head.
I mean, it really also comes down to the situation that I'm ulting her in. Am I trying to force you to
pick
the pile that I can kill you? Am I trying to pick the pile to stay, get you to pick the pile to stay alive? Just,
I would be like, this is what your opponent has. And I'll tell you, and then after this all resolves, you have this and they will have this kind of idea. Or what they did the turn prior or what. Like, I would have all the info you would probably need. Because ultimately, like, I would sit there on deck builder with a deck and just go out until all Lily can ult. And then decide at that point, like, alright, Lily has ulted. This is what has happened. Which is kind of weird because metaphorical Lily Piles is
difficult.
Is difficult.
Yeah, no.
Deer?
Yep, I saw it.
I was heading into Delavan the other day, and there was a deer.
Did they sell your car to it?
No, unfortunately not.
I don't think you could afford to get another one, Max.
That one has gap insurance. which I would just reset my million. So, I don't know. What are good, like, I'll probably have to look online what are good shardless fixers for Tez. People want to tweet me, too. People can tweet me.
Because it's already bad enough that Tez is like a very niche deck, unless you're in Europe. I mean, I'm the first one to ever build up Tez in a physical form around our area, let alone any SCG.
I've played it a couple of times when I've gone out to events, Max.
Well,
there's people who play it because it's a fun deck, but it's. I don't think it's a tier 1. I honestly think it's like a tier 2, 2.5, maybe even a low tier 3.
Well, again, I'm like, not too, like 15 minutes ago, I was just saying on how bad it is against most decks in the format.
Well, I mean, it's also the way that you built it. Because you don't like to just take stock decks and tweak them a little. It's, you kind of want to take the idea and throw it on its head.
Well, sometimes I'm able to run with it.
Sometimes it works, but in Legacy, decks are so streamlined already, there's barely any room. Like, Rug Delver. Do you know the core of the deck?
Delvers.
No, it's the Rug 56. There are 56 cards that should be in every Rug Delver deck. There's a 4-card flex.
Uh-huh. Again, I'm not really one to play Delvers.
I know. If you look at any Rug Delver primer, you will see that they say the Rug 56 should not change ever.
I wonder if there's a Tez primer.
Well, I'm sure. I think it's on the, probably on the source.
Well, look it up. Because
I told you to look it up. Look at any Legacy deck, just Google search Legacy or Magic the Gathering Legacy blank deck primer.
Yeah, definitely have to look into that. No, if I were to switch up the Miracles deck up, which one should I switch to from Legends to
Cheater?
Legends to Cheater?
Yeah, because that's like what I was running. You run one click, one Venser, which you don't even have to run the Venser for the most part. Two Entreats, four Swords, four Terminus, 2-3 Jace, 2 Snapcasters, like 3 Plains, 4 or 5 Islands, 2 Tundra, 2 Volcanics, maybe 2 Red Blast Main.
Because yours was pretty, well, easier to pilot, too.
Yeah.
You didn't really have to know much of the deck, you can just kind of do it. You can know the basic core of it.
Yeah, I mean, it was a very user-friendly Miracles. And then, like, the side is where I had 2 Mentors, or I'd either have 2 Mentors main and then 2 Entreats on the board.
Mm-hmm.
And I also ran a Supreme Verdict in the board.
Which is not a horrible card.
Yeah. Which, it's just another piece of removal in case I'm playing against some aggressive decks.
Yeah. Not a bad card either. Especially when it's a destroy spell that cannot be countered.
I mean, I have Vensured somebody else's Supreme Verdict to kill them.
That is funny. I find that funny.
Just like I've used Venser to save myself from Exquisite Firecraft.
Okay.
I think I've told you about it. I don't know if I told you the podcast. At SCG Milwaukee, not the past one, but the one before when I played Miracles, the first one you went to.
Yeah.
I was playing Burn in round two, and I got him game one. He got me game two. Game three, he gets me down to four, and I have like six land out, no non-basics, so the three price of progresses are dead in his hand. Well, he eventually goes Exquisite Firecraft when he only has three land out.
Mm-hmm.
So I flash in Venser, bounce it to his hand, he goes, all right, pass turn, I untap, I draw, and it's Crocus.
For a while, that was lovely.
Yeah, it was like perfect timing. So, play Caracas, swing with Venser, tries it again. Exquisite Firecraft into... Not expecting me to go Caracas, Venser, bounce it to your hand.
Mm-hmm.
And like four turns, I ended up doing that. Making my land drops till I was able to land a Mentor. And I had double top.
Hmm.
So like, the next turn he goes, Exquisite Firecraft. I'm like, yeah, we'll Venser it. Alright, on my turn, we'll make seven tokens and kill you.
Eh.
Yep. Yeah, he was tilted. Because Danny walked over and he's like, dude, you're a dick for doing that. I'm like, he deserved it.
Yeah.
He tried to Exquisite Firecraft me through my counterbalance.
Wait, what is Exquisite Firecraft do?
Exquisite Firecraft is the one out of Magic Origins.
Uh-huh.
Deal three damage, spell mastery. If you have four or more instants or sorceries in your graveyard, this can't be countered.
Oh, okay. Now I see why I keep countering.
Mm-hmm. That's why Venser was a lifesaver there.
Yeah, because I was reminded recently that counterbalance can still counter Crows and Grip.
Because it's a trigger, not an activated.
Yeah, I completely forgot about that. It can be done. Just very... You just have to set it up.
That's why, like, whenever I played against Charlotte's Bug and I would top, I would always leave a three on, trying to bait out the Corrosive Grip.
Yeah.
Worked a couple of times.
I mean, ideally, in the end, you're able to top in response to any other spell, so...
Yep.
The podcast, I will definitely heard that, Bob.
And you're going to have to smell it.
That's going to suck. Probably. The listeners will probably hear about it in a couple seconds. I mean, frick, Aaron's not even on the cast right now. And we got chocolate ice cream. What'd you end up naming week 16? So no reason even just doing saying delayed random word.
Well, it was delayed plans and then delayed
It was delayed reactions and then delayed something.
Yeah, delayed results.
Yeah, delayed results.
Because those were the two delayed weeks.
Yeah.
Week 16? What did I name it? This one pissed me off.
Because, of course, Jerry didn't put it up yet, so we don't know what it's named. Well, MGG cast didn't put it up yet. Can't really just blame Jerry.
I'm drawing a blank when I named it.
I forgot what we were talking about.
Last week?
Yeah.
Well, last week was the quote-unquote extended episode where we ran down, paid my mortgage, and then went over to the shop with special guest Aaron.
Yeah. Special in more ways than one.
And we talked about the gauntlet.
Yeah.
And I think that gauntlet's going to be one of the best things we've done, just to be able to keep people playing.
Well, that's the thing, is like, we're like, hand me this. I'm like, all right, cool, this is working.
I don't know, but I was disgustingly good.
That thing is... Infect is a good deck. It's not a very hard combo deck to play, and it's very straightforward with what it wants to do.
It's... I'm racing you to 10. There was... I killed Martin on turn 2.
And again, it's the easiest deck to just grab a random assortment of cards and kill someone with them.
I would have killed him on turn 2 a couple of times, but when he was playing Charlotte, he's like, yes, I will Hymnotaurak you. I have 2 lands and 2 pump spells, and he gets the 2 pump spells. It's like, oh!
Like, with the way that deck is working right now, we almost don't need to build Storm.
Yeah.
Like, because you just need to counter the right card. Oh, wait, isn't how you're supposed to fight Storm?
Yeah, but all of them are a little different.
But, yeah. Out of all decks that we have in that gauntlet right now, to be able to make up a plan in one turn.
Yeah. I still think I have the most fun with the effect of, alright, I'm gonna get you, and I gotcha.
Well, that's the thing is, like, the moment you tap out and you have no force of will, you're like, well, you can get me this turn, do ya?
Well, that's what I was telling
you. Gonna get me punk?
When Martin was trying to play Miracles against me, he's like, I want to play a turn 2 top, or turn 1 top on the draw, but I'm afraid you're going to kill me next turn.
Yeah.
Yep. There was one time where he termist away Blighted Agent and 2 Noble Hierarchs, and I turned around and killed him the next turn with a Blink Moth.
Oh, God.
Yeah. He's like, where the fuck did that come from? Like, it was sitting, I just hadn't activated it.
Yeah.
I'm putting my eggs in a basket.
Well, that's the thing is, like, when I was playing Tez versus it, you literally just have to starve the deck. And I know how hard it is to starve the deck. Like, it finds candy and butt crack.
Nope.
Like,
personal experience?
I may have found a piece of candy once in my butt crack.
I'm turning that into your ringtone.
That's if you can pull it off the cast, because I may not just get that one for you yourself.
Come on. I mean, if it's on the cast, I can get it.
I know
how to do basic sound in it.
Yep. And so do I. That's why the quality of our cast is
increasing.
The way it is.
It's been increasing.
Yeah.
It's just getting the equalizing right.
Well, I mean,
the last 2 have been pretty damn good.
Well, yeah, again, like I told you on how it happened. I know how it happened. I just never assumed that... I would assume people will sound cap themselves to the music, not to the talking.
Well, the problem is if you go to the max of the music, you don't hear us when we talk.
You
need to equalize everything through is the issue.
Which I know there was a couple I caught it in between, but I never fixed it.
You never
before
kept,
at post. Like...
I'm going to have to get gas in my car this weekend. Almost on E.
It's party weekend for me. Tomorrow I wake up. See about if I can get my brakes fixed. Because that's bad. And then go to my buddies for a party weekend.
I don't know. I'll probably go in to LG and talk with Mark.
Well, and again with Mark and the fakes. Whatever. Mark's just worrying. Oh, fakes. Because
yeah.
He's never
dealt
with them before. Because, I mean, ultimately, then when he says fakes, then he's going to go to Jason, who says, oh, fakes, we got to confiscate those. And
yeah.
Which they're supposed to, and it's.
No, they're not.
Really?
It's not their property.
Oh.
They are not supposed to take anything from a customer unless that customer is willingly giving it up.
Fair point.
If you are caught with fakes at a tournament, the judges by law have to return them to you.
Oh.
Granted, you will get a DCI suspension.
Hmm.
But they must return them to you in the same quality that you gave them to them.
Oh.
Because that is your personal property. As scummy as it sounds to say, I wish that judges could technically rip, or at least rip a corner or something to notify
or
people.
Or stamp them.
Yeah, stamp them, write on them fake, just something so they can be used again.
Well, because then, yeah, it just allows the person to use them again in the tournament.
Yeah, somewhere else.
Yeah, to be found.
And then last weekend, I actually did talk with a very well-known cheater.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Alex Bertoncini.
Okay.
He is known for making Brainstorm Ancestral Recall.
Oh!
Multiple times caught on camera doing it. I mean, if you want it, just Google SCG Player of the Year Alex. And there are tons of times he has been caught on camera cheating.
Oh.
And he's been suspended a couple of times. And I think this was his second. He got caught back in 2014, just before GP Columbus. And they gave him a 3-year suspension.
Well, I think we talked about it on our way down to Columbus, actually.
Might have. Well, we're at my house. I am tired as hell, so good night.
See y'all.